bouffant ponytails, black eyeliner with a cat-eyed flip, skinny ties, and greased pompadours. The members of the band Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis look exactly the way they sound. Vintage. Like the hip teens hip shaking in black and white movie reels of pre-Beatles rock.
Baby, you're making a fool out of me.
Not just rock. Jump blues, swing, Hawaiian pop, ska, and country western. But don't be fooled by the hair and analog recording. Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis Durham are barely out of their teens. Their parents were on the tour bus when the North London siblings opened up for the band Coldplay in 2009. Now, they've just released their latest album, Smoking in Heaven. This song, the single Don't Make a Fool Out of Me, is coming out this week.
You're making a fool out of me.
Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis Durham join us from the BBC studios in London. Welcome, guys.
Great.
Welcome.
So, to start, give me the birth order. Who's the oldest? and what instruments do you play?
I'm Daisy, and I'm the oldest. And I play piano, I sing, play drums, xylophone, accordion. I think that's it.
I'm the middle, and my name's Lewis, and I play the piano, the guitar, sing, the drums, the banjo, the lap steel, and a couple of other things.
I'm Kitty, I'm the youngest, and play guitar, drums, harmonica, banjo, ukulele, I sing, and a couple of other things maybe.
So when did you guys start performing as a band?
We've always played music at home together, but we just kind of started off in this pub because we used to like just go there to listen to the music with our parents where kids were allowed. And we sort of got to know the guy who ran the night there. And yeah, he asked us to come up one day and do one song or something just for fun.
What was the song?
The first one we did was Folsom Prison Blues, and I just played the banjo and Kitty played the drums in the back.
That's kind of an intense song for teenagers.
We weren't teenagers by this point.
This is like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm trying to imagine like 12-year-olds playing Folsom's. Yeah. I know it as the Johnny Cash tune, and he's usually, I mean, when I've seen it, he's performing it in a prison. Yeah. So I'm trying to imagine a bunch of very young people doing this song. Like, what was your take on it?
This is Kitty, by the way. I think when you're younger, as young as we were, like when people say, oh, like, how did you understand those songs and the lyrics are so deep and all this, like, I think when you're that young you don't necessarily have to understand them. I think it was more because we just loved and enjoyed the music and enjoyed playing it.
And how would you describe your music? Because I read an interview where you said it is definitely not rockabilly. And I don't know if I totally know what rockabilly is, other than I associate it with a kind of look of the sort of pompadours and country western 50s or 40s kind of look of clothing. What do you think it is, and what do you think your music is?
Yeah, I don't think really a lot of people like know what rockabilly is, but they see it as a style now. But like it was sort of like a type of music, country kind of. Bit with drums and things like that, because country records never usually used to have drums and stuff. I mean, yeah, we kind of grew up with like more, not really with rockabilly, but like more like blues and stuff like that.
Like R&B and like ska and stuff like that.
Mentioned ska and that influence, which I hear a lot in this album. Is there a particular song on the new album that you think kind of gets at that sound you're talking about?
Up to you.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, do you never say goodbye?
Kitty, are you the main singer on that track?
The only singer, yeah.
The only singer. Mm-hmm. Walk us through how you guys write a song, because something like that sounds so deeply in the period, it's hard to imagine that you came up with it.
That song in particular was, me and Lewis were kind of messing around one day,
and we were like made up our own like cheesy chords and lyrics.
And then like my dad was like, "Oh, you should make that into a ska song."
So that's why the lyrics like they're a bit weird because yeah. they were literally made up. Like me and Kitty just messing with acoustic guitar. And now I'm here with my guitar.
The band really feels like a kind of family affair because your dad is involved and I gather your parents travel with you. And at one mm-hmm. point, your mom was a drummer for the Raincoats, like mm-hmm. very briefly, really cool all-female punk band. I don't know. I like them.
If you say so.
I know. But I know. Yeah, as her kids, I guess you're not allowed to say that. Is that fun having them around? I mean, does that help make this work? Because you had this huge tour with Coldplay and it seems like a lot.
This is Daisy. It has like its ups and downs, really. I mean, like there's always like arguments, but we couldn't really play without our parents because of the way we've been brought up, like jamming at home together with the whole family.
I think also because we know each other so well, because my mum plays the bass and my dad plays the acoustic guitar, so you can just start jamming and it'll feel where it's gonna go.
Is there a song on the album that you think has your parents' influence as well?
I think all of them do, really. I don't know. What do you think, Kitty? Daisy?
Maybe, What Quid?
Someone just, like, gave us a... what's called a wah-wah pedal or crybaby, and so it's just like a case of we're all in the studio and just like I plugged it in and then we just sort of like jammed and then literally just turned on the tape machine and recorded it.
Do you ever worry about being looked at as a novelty?
It used to be more of a worry because obviously we were like really young kids.
I think when people actually see a live gig and can see that we do actually play instruments and write the songs, and then people start to realise that we are actually like
serious musicians.
Yeah, like serious musicians.
You know? You know, there's smoking in heaven.
The band Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, they spoke with us from the BBC studios in London. Their album, Smoking in Heaven, is out now. Thank you guys so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed this week by Ned Wharton and produced by Peter Breslow, Elaine Heinzman, Kimberly Adams, Gemma Waters, Claudine Abade, Hansi Lo Wong, and Chris Benderev. Our interns are Jewel Johnson and Colleen Shalby, Jeff Bennett and Martha Wexler edit. Our technical director is Burke Hun, Key Molesky is our reference librarian, Melissa Goh is our web producer. Our show was produced today by J.J. Sutherland and edited by Deborah George. Our supervising producer is Sarah Lucy Oliver. Bridget Kelly is the senior supervising producer of Weekend Edition. And I'm Audie Cornish.